morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is January 5th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by La Petite Mort by Olivia Blake. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "The magic in new beginnings is truly the most powerful of them all," by Josiah Martin. So what are we drinking today? In honor of all of our Capricorn listeners, we are drinking Capricorn tea. Capricorn tea is black and white tea mixed with coconut, and it is the practical choice for giving Capricorns a sense of focus and flavor. Capricorns work hard and need a smooth and yet strong tea to get them through long nights at work. Vanilla and rose petals are a classic combination of flavors that Capricorns can depend on. So this tea is a mix of black and white tea, but the black tea that is used is really fascinating. It is called Assam Melody. So Assam Melody is a tea that it's a black tea. It's from India in the region Assam. It is strong. So it is a bold black tea from the Assam region of India. Assam tea is known for a deep burgundy red cup and a pungent flavor. So Assam Melody is a perfect tea for tea drinkers who may be new to like the really dark, rich teas. This tea is rich in aroma. It's sweet. It is like a rounded mouthful, malty without being overpowering, with slight fruity notes. So yeah, it is a really cool, a cool variety of black tea, and it is the one mixed into this tea, and I thought it was really fascinating. So, and yeah, and it's just fun to kind of learn about different teas. All right, so moving into some headlines, this comes to us from wildhunt.org and writer Manny Moreno. The German church acknowledges its role in witch persecutions. This is really fascinating. A local Catholic diocese in Germany has ascribed the persecution of 400 innocent people who were tortured and executed as witches as a, quote, bleeding wound in the history of our church, unquote. The comments came from Bishop Gregor Maria Honk, who also promised to place a memorial plaque within the cathedral, formerly known as Cathedral Church of Blessed Virgin Mary. The statement from the bishop comes after nearly a decade of activism on behalf of those who perished during the witch trials 400 years ago. Yeah, this is really fascinating. And it's fascinating because there are people who think that we shouldn't talk about witch hunts as modern witches today. And they believe this because they say, well, it's unrelated. Like, those people weren't witches as we know them today. Why do we talk about it? It is my personal opinion that we talk about it because it's important to understand religious persecution. Because if you do not know history, you are doomed to repeat it. And a lot, I think it's a... If I remember the research from my book correctly, it's like about 80% of those who were persecuted were women. They were women. Then the church specifically went after women because before there was this Christian scholar who basically said women are weaker because they are doorways to Satan. Before that, men and women were equal. Right? Men and women were equal. And it was this religious persecution that made men and women unequal, that because of that women were killed because they had power or money or property, and well, you must be evil. So a lot of women were killed. I want to say 200,000 to 400,000. The numbers are a little gray because, you know, murder. People don't always just hand over a document when you murder somebody. So, That's why we talk about it today. We talk about it today because we are still dealing with some of that today. Okay? The Hammer of the Witches by Heinrich Kramer. We are still dealing with that today. The inequality of men and women, we are still dealing with it today. So that is why I consider it important information and topics for witches, women, and society today. We have to talk about it. If we don't talk about it, if we don't understand it, not only do those people die and their memory dies, but we forget how we got to that point, and it's way too easy to slip back into that type of thing, you know? So that's why we talk about it. This is really a big move for this church to acknowledge that they had a role in it and to put a plaque up in honor of those who were murdered. It really was wild. Okay, so I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, January 5th. The waning gibbous moon gets caught up in the jet stream of Libra today. This part of the sky is a little less complicated, but the moon does encounter a square to the sun by mid-morning. Our ego and our feelings are at odds with each other, and we must decide which we are willing to sacrifice for the sake of the other. Will we prop up our egos by hiding our feelings? Or will we embrace our feelings, even if our ego takes the hit? A trine to Jupiter and Saturn give us a sense of structure to these conversations with ourselves. They will go better if we decide that there is room for both our ego and our feelings, as long as pride does not get in the way. Your daily moon mantra is, never let your pride keep something broken that your heart wants to fix. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
This episode of the Witch Daily Show is brought to you by Siobhan Duncan Illustration. The artist who brought the Witch Daily Oracle to life is available for custom artworks of all kinds, portraits, cards, invitations, and beyond. And just for our listeners, get your very own witchy portrait for a special price of $30. Just visit shovedraws.com/witch. That's SIOBH draws.com/witch and follow along on Instagram at shovedraws. Let's create something magical.
All right, so we have a question from listener Sarah. Sarah says, hi, Tanya. She says, I frequently wake up at 3 a.m. regardless of my sleep schedule. I can usually fall back to sleep within a few minutes, though sometimes I'm awake for an hour or so. I have heard that this time in the morning is called the witching hour. My question is in three parts. One, is there such thing as a witching hour? Two, if so, is there a reason I wake up so often at that time? Three, is there something I should be doing to take advantage of this waking time? I look forward to hearing your thoughts. I'm very thankful for you. Oh, thank you. Oh, Sarah, you're so sweet. Okay, so I'm about to let you know all of my opinions on this. I have no research backing. I have no sources for you. This is just my experience and my opinion. Whether it is quote-unquote the witching hour, I can't really say. I think that does actually come from a Christian-y idea. So that I'm not sure if it's the witching hour. But I do think in the wee hours of the morning, like your 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock time, I think that is a time where spirits are like really active. And I don't know why. I cannot tell you why. Just off my own experience, I think that the world is just so still and everything is just so quiet that they have the ability to really exert themselves. So spirits, it takes a lot of energy for spirits to get your attention. But if the world is so quiet and still and maybe you're asleep, it's a little easier. So I think that is any time. I've had times where, like, for 3 weeks straight, I would wake up every single night at, like, 1, 2, or 3 a.m. And I have always viewed it as just a time when spirits were extremely active. Maybe there's something in my house, an entity in my home, and they just want to make themselves known. They want to get my attention, whatever. And so for me, that's always how I've viewed it. So I do think if you're waking up at that time, there may be something just wanting to get your attention. Is there something you should be doing? I would ask them to stop. Be like, hey, I need to sleep. Speaking of sleep, you can just be like, listen, I need to sleep. Please knock it off, etc., etc. If you do want to do magic at this time, why not? I mean, again, spirits, why I personally think they like this time so much is because the world is so still and it's easier for them to exert themselves. So if we look at that logic, logically, we can say it's probably the same with magic, right? Magic in reality is just exerting energy to create change. So if the world is so quiet and still during this time frame, 1 to 3 or 12 to 3 or whatever, and you want to use that as a prime opportunity to take advantage of the world's stillness to exert energy, it could be a really good time to do spell work. Right? That's just me going on a few different, turns away. But yeah, I think that's my opinion. That's my opinion on the witching hour. Yeah. That's all I got for you. Okay. we do have a response. This comes to us from listener Frankie. Frankie wrote on the Facebook group, I think we have a spirit in the house who enjoys Yule and Christmas. We have only had our tree up for about a week and the lights will turn on randomly. Like when we get home from work today, they were already on. There are 3 strings of battery powered lights and the only way to turn them on is by clicking a button on each strand's battery pack. I told them I'm happy that they are here for the season and to enjoy the tree as long as they keep it safe. I think I should maybe leave out some cookies and such. Just wanted to share our experience with our Yule spirit. Oh, I love that, Frankie. And I do think that gives some nice validation when you have 3 strings of light on 3 different battery packs and you have to press 3 different buttons to get them all on and a spirit is turning them all on for you. Yeah, I think leaving out some offerings would be really nice, but I absolutely love that story. So thank you so much for sharing, Frankie. All right, which is, so we do have a little magic today. We are talking plant energy, and this comes to us from the January 2021 issue of Witch Way magazine by writer Lauren Messing. It's no secret that plants make people happy. I can say that in these crazy times we are living in, my plants have been one of the most positive things that have helped me get through. Whether you are into houseplants or outdoor gardening, it's all works in unison. When you put your energy into plants, they give it back to you tenfold. Doing something as simple as watering your plants with intent to help them grow and sending out protective energy is plant magic. How about watering them with moon water? That is a good way to give plants good energy and have them radiate the intent of that energy to you in your home. The key is focusing on the intent that you would like in return. This way, when you are low energy, your plants can help you with that extra push of energy that you need. I have a tall shelf and plants on the wall in my dining room. I often find myself sitting in the seat closest to them because I'm drawn to their energy. I find myself instantly feeling better. When plants are placed throughout the home or outdoor gardens, they bring good energy to the space and to the people living there. So she shares a few different ways that you can use different plants. So one is succulents. Succulents have a lunar energy. They are associated with the moon and they are associated with the element water. When used in spell work as an earth element, they're useful for increasing a spell's endurance and longevity. When misting or watering your succulents, charge the water with your intent and the plant will hold the energy and release it over time. Growing succulents in the home will bring love and abundance and they can be useful when performing moon magic. The next one she recommends is garden sage. So I'm a fan of growing, if you want to use sage for your herbal cabinet. I'm a big fan of just growing your own because it is endangered. And, you know, it's more sustainable to just grow your own if you're using it in a food, charm bags, etc. So this garden sage has a solar energy. It is associated with Jupiter and the element of air. Not only does it flavor savory dishes, sage is also said to inspire those who wear or carry it. It offers magical protection to those who consume it, and sage can be popular in wish-making spells or rituals. This herb is popular as a replacement for the endangered, white sage, perfect. When burning in a heat-safe dish or shell, the smoke can clear away negative energy and bless sacred spaces. So, next we have violets. Violets are lunar. They are associated with Venus and the element of water. Violets soothe the spirit and ensure fidelity in a romantic relationship. When paired with lavender, violets can inspire love and lust, and their leaves can help promote healing. They provide protection from evil spirits and ill intentions. Violets are useful in banishing and breaking hexes. A popular houseplant is the African violet, and might I add, it's oh so beautiful. Finally, our next is basil. Basil is solar, associated with Mars and fire. As a lover's herb, rubbing the scented leaves on your skin is said to attract romance. When basil is dried, it makes a good addition to love incense and sachets, and it will attract wealth, luck, and ward off evil intent. I love to use basil in cooking and in money jars. All right, witches. We are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener. Tiffany Linden. Tiffany, thank you so much. I hope everyone's having a good day, because let me tell you, Tuesday. Tiffany, thank you so much, you noble, glowing vampire slayer. I also want to give a shout out to listener Jennifer Demushi. Jennifer, you thoughtful, noble spinster. And finally, Breck Gonzalez. Breck, you sophisticated, brilliant tiger cub. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And we do have a card pull today. Our card today is the Two of Fire from the Witch's Wisdom Tarot. It is about challenges, dangers, doubts, facing, and overcoming fear. Don't let fear paralyze or weaken you. Instead, use it to sharpen your focus and your thinking. Stop telling yourself that you can't. The courage to create your life is never about the absence of fear. The secret is to feel the fear and act anyway. Whatever scares you, failure or success, not being good enough, heartbreak, or the unknown, feel it. Thank it for protecting you and move through it. There's much to be gained from a small amount of pain. Courage and freedom, empathy and destiny await you. All right, so I do finally get to announce the winner of our Beginner's Witches Course Scholarship. The winner is Alexandra. So Alexandra, I did send you an email, so respond and I can get back to you. Thank you guys for doing the 12 Days of Magic with me. It was really a lot of fun. If you've emailed me to claim one of your prizes, just give me a little bit of time. I have a lot of emails I'm sifting through, and then each one I have to actually perform a task, so it'll take a little longer, but I will get to them all, so thank you all for being so patient. All right, witches, I hope you guys have a great day. There won't be an episode tomorrow. We don't have any interviews lined up because of the holidays, but I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Okay? Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.